Sorry, go on ahead.
Welcome. This is DestinationCulture.com. David Farini and Emma Gates here live for Como's first game back in Serie A for 21 years. Pleasure to be here. The Bianco-Blu, the Lariani, made their trip all the way over to Turin. See, it's an intimidating atmosphere for Como. Everything gets yelled at in this stadium.
Referee saying that Enrique said off his foot onto his hand. This is it, David. What do you think?
Is that Barba there may have come off his foot onto his hand.
And his hand was extended, but the referee is having none of it.
A bit of drama to kick off this chat.
In the penalty box.
Yeah.
You feel like 2 years ago that would have been given as a penalty.
Yeah, probably would have. Everything that ever nicked an arm was given a penalty back then. Juventus now with the ball. They've given it away here. Taken forward. It's a heavy touch there. Now Vlahovic on the break. Out comes Pep Reina.
Nicely done.
The evergreen Pep Reina.
41-year-old Pep Reina.
Still a baby compared to the days of Gigi Buffon. Now coming down the left side again. Let's see if they can string a few passes together. There's a switch, but it'll go out for a throw. So, still plenty of time in this game. Juventus are 2-0 ahead. They have been the better side. They are at home. They're a Champions League outfit. Como coming up from Serie B. Let's take a look at who Cesc Fabregas wasn't able to field this evening. It was a club co-captain, Jovine, Mazzitelli new signing that's come from Frosinone, and Rafa Varane, who was the big name signing, unavailable, injured in the Coppa Italia. So, unable to field those three.
I think Varane's experience on a night like this would have been crucial.
Absolutely crucial. So Pep Reina in goal, Goldeniga and Barba, the two centre-halves that played in Serie B last season. Sala started on the left side, and Moreno's out there. Brunalda, Baselli, D'Acuna, Strefezza, Cutrone, and Belotti. So out of all that starting 11, we've got Moreno, Reina, and Belotti, just three of the new signings. The others still were there from Serie B. So it's a big, big transition to this level. It is really intimidating. It's a cauldron here. Just let the stadium announcer say his piece. We've seen the debut in Serie A from Engelhardt, €8 million signing. Come over from Dusseldorf for Como. He came in for Baselli. Gabrieloni came on, the club captain. He is the last remaining Como player that was in Serie D when the new ownership took over. He's still with the club and, you know, quite aptly is the club captain. Can score goals. He's a striker. Where's the number nine? Abelgard came in and was subbed out. Not long after, I think he was on for 7 minutes, Abelgard, and Verdi coming in. So I'm not sure if that was tactical, if there was an injury, we'll find out. Chetty coming in for Cutrone. So a few changes there. Alberto Chetty back as Como went high up. They need to get something on goal here. The shot's going to come, it deflects, and it's Bremer.
That will tidy up.
That was good work by Gutti, otherwise that was headed over. And let's see, Como looking to hand them in. Double team there on Cabral, but he gets away, finds Yildiz, and the switch comes, and they're away.
Yildiz has been fantastic.
Yes, Kenan Yildiz for Juventus. And let's have a look at some of this Como outfit. Pep Reina in goal, of course. He's over here from Villarreal with Moreno, the two new signings from that club. And Belotti didn't really get much of an opportunity, did he? In the first half, Emma Gates is interested in the game.
Yeah, no, Belotti.
Well, Como's run it up high again.
Yeah.
We need to see Verdi on the ball if they're going to create something. Here he is. He passes it on. Zach Strefezza with a final touch.
That was a good move from Como.
It was a really nice quick move.
Dynamic.
Very quick passing.
Here comes Douglas Luiz.
And that's what we want to see. Douglas Luiz warming up. Strefezza is that dynamic playmaker.
Yeah, I think Belotti and Crotone, especially Belotti, they need service, but there was no service really in the first half. And then the second, both are now off.
Well, they started the game, I won't say on the front foot, but they very much held their own in this game. star debut for Douglas Luiz.
The 51 million euro man.
Well, Como afforded that luxury despite all the, you know, rumours and all that about how much the ownership group could be spending. Yeah. They're not doing it. I interviewed a few Como fans earlier in the summer, and they know as well as anyone else that they have spent accordingly. As a shot comes,
good shot from Strafezza.
Not bad. Yeah. Did it take a touch? I'm not sure. That was nice on the left foot.
Yeah.
Cut it back on the right, put
Dominic
it on the left.
Twisted inside.
Wow, he did well to take the ball around the man, which was Douglas Luiz. It would have beaten him quite easily. Di Gregorio, just making sure Gatti knows that the script is supposed to be a clean sheet for Di Gregorio, who had a few with Monza in his time there. So that was good from Strafezza. That's a bit of that electricity that we've seen from him at his time at Lecce and Spal. There's a push there from Cambiasso.
Como have come into the game more in the last 12 minutes.
They're chasing the game, and they've got 10 minutes plus stoppages here, so maybe we'll have something to report on. Look at that sight over there in the gate at the Allianz Stadium on a Monday night, the final game of Serie A. Atalanta on top after that big win over Lecce, I should add.
Yeah, 4-0.
Yeah, and
double from Brescianini. Pushed Hellas Verona. That downed your Napoli 3-0 at the Vendegari yesterday.
Well beaten as well. They were out of ideas, even with Antonio Conte there. He doesn't have faith in Simeone and Raspadori. If a club like Napoli has issues at the moment, imagine what it's like for a club coming up from Serie B. And Como want to become, or they want to grow accordingly, but take one step after the other, passo dopo passo, as they'll tell you. And they are building. They've made a few good signings in the summer. Let's have a look at those signings.
Yeah, I think the thing is, David, we know Como's owners have a lot of money. They're the richest owners in the league.
Technically, the guys that own the companies that own Como, yes.
Yeah, and they could spend big, but they're doing it smartly. They're not going out and spending a ton of money.
They're growing organically.
They're growing one step at a time, and that's a smart move, strategy from the club.
Well, I saw a chat with Fabregas, and I think it was Sky Sport last year in about November, and he was saying he wanted to be up in Serie A within 3 years. 7 months later, bang, they're there. They're here now, massive stage. You can't get a bigger stage than Juventus. Allianz Stadium in your first game back in over two decades. So when we look at how they did the last time they were up in Serie A, they came up, went straight back down.
Two wins from 34 games in the 18 team.
And Fabio Pecchia, the current Parma coach, was the top scorer. We are seeing a Como with an ownership group that seem a lot more organised than the ownership groups of the past, especially 20 years ago, the Preziosi years, that if you ask Como fans about dark times, they want to get back to the mid-80s when they spent 5 or 6 years consecutive in Serie A, except they want to go to that next level and be a permanent fixture.
Yeah.
And this is where they're at the moment. This is just their first few kicks in the big time. And they
want to stay here, so obviously they're thinking long-term investment.
Of course, and they're already thinking about that months ago and years ago. There have been a couple of steps forward in each step up the ladder. Now Belotti from Roma, 4.5 million euros. Brunalda, they ended up signing him permanently after his move from Austria Vienna, 1.5 million euros. They brought in Strafezza and have made his move permanent for 5 million. Also, Aliu Federa, who's not going to play tonight. Emil Aldero, who won the Scudetto technically with Inter last season, former Sampdoria goalkeeper. Alberto Dossena from Cagliari, 8 million. Yannick Engelhardt, also 8 million from Dusseldorf. He's already played a couple of times for his old club this season. Now he's made his debut here. So all of these things are learning curves. We've got that tiny portion over there of Como fans. They are diehard fans. I know a lot of their stories because I went and spoke to them back in July. I went to Como on purpose to speak to a lot of these people. They're just your normal average Italian that loves their city, loves their football club. as Como clear away. In danger, Douglas Luiz in a tussle there. Como looking to break. So you think how many Como fans are here tonight? Maybe
there's a thousand there, like, yeah. And they've travelled well in number.
So they've packed out their section. We're going to try and show some imagery in general at some point when we can. Otherwise, just look it up on Twitter or on Instagram, wherever your favourite social platforms are. I should mention Destination Calcio. We'll have all our platforms up and running this week when we launch. Also the site, destinationcalcio.com. We've got Emma Gates, myself, and Dan Cancian, senior writers. We've also got a travel writer with us, Lauren, and we'll have some other help as the season goes on. To the back post, was he offside? Clearance comes anyway. It's Verdi trying to scamper forward towards halfway, ball taken away, dispossessed. Juventus with about 6 minutes to see out plus stoppages to get their first win of the season. Como needing two goals. So you've got to look at those names that have come in. I should mention Luca Mazzitelli on loan. Pepe Reina coming in on a free. Rafael Varane signing after his contract expired with Manchester United. Alberto Moreno also. Ali Jassim, who is an Iraqi international. Played at the Olympic Games as well for Iraq. And he looks to be the Middle East version of Kvicha Kvaratskhelia from what I've seen in some of the videos. That was a nice bit of improvisation there from Cabal. Ball forward and
Vlahovic offside.
Let's take a look at some of the match stats here. That's the stadium announcer asking the Como fans to stick around well after the full-time whistle goes. It's for the safety of the Como fans after the game. So Savona coming in, Fagioli coming in, Douglas Luiz coming in for Motta, Fabregas. I think he can create something. What are you expecting from Como this season? Are they a team you're looking forward to seeing, considering there is all this? There's a shove on Strefezza, surely there. He's gotten away with that one, Cabal.
Well, I think it was Douglas Luiz, but I think he was just too strong for Strefezza.
The physicality shoved over, maybe a bit of fatigue starting to set in, and they know they've come up against a formidable opponent. And the first 20 minutes of the game, Como looking good, but Emmett, in terms of what we can expect from Como, not based on what you've seen tonight.
Yeah, because I think you go into this game against Juve away.
Okay.
Like, if you get a draw, it's a good thing, but as long as you put in a decent performance.
Yeah, and
I think that's the main takeaway you can have from a Como perspective. But yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Como this year. Obviously, with Fabregas now as manager, obviously he'll want to get them to play in his style, a very passing game, fluid in both attacking, you know, in both phases, attack and defence. And he'll obviously bring through youth players. They've made some, you know, astute signings. So I think, obviously, survival is the main thing. They'll want to survive, build on it for next season. But I think, I'm intrigued to see where Como will go and how things develop. But obviously this game, it was always going to be a tough ask, no matter what.
I think that's why Fabregas is going for the experience of Reina over Aldero. Reina not playing that much with Villarreal last season. Aldero not that much with Inter as the number two there. So I think there's a tussle there between the keepers. I'm sure Aldero will get his chance. Players like, well, more experienced heads like your Bazzellis, Cutrone, former Wolverhampton, former Milan player, former Fiorentina. So they do have players there. Belotti, who started in the Conference League final.
Knows the league.
I think they do have potential. And based on this performance, they're looking for that cohesion. Of course, no team that's just come up from second division is going to go out there and just obliterate opponents, especially away at the Allianz Stadium. And the reason why, well, Como will play their first three games of the season away, is because the Senigallia isn't quite ready. We've got the ball on the edge of the box here.
Won't be ready out to the left until September, I believe.
September. That'll be after the international break, and we're going to be there, the Senigallia, to see Como's first home game in 21 years.
One of the most
The crowd love it. The crowd love that we're going to be there.
Yeah.
And they're going to play Bologna, which is a tough game.
One of the most scenic places to watch calcio in the country. With Lake Como in the background.
It is. I should mention, we've done a stadium guide on the Allianz Stadium and also one on the Sinigalia. Emmett on the Juventus one. I've done the Como one. So do get on there and check that out. The fixtures coming up for Como. The Comaschi. Let's take a look. We are looking at Cagliari away, Udinese away, then the big one is their first home game of the season against Bologna. After that, it's Atalanta away, so that's a Lombardian derby. They'll get three or four of those in the first few months.
A lot of northern teams in Serie A this year.
A lot of northern teams. I think there's five from Lombardia. There's Milan, Inter,
Atalanta,
and Como, and Monza. So we're going to see where they're going to pick points up from. I'm predicting they're going to get a couple of points in the next couple of weeks as Di Gregorio hoofs it towards halfway.
Yeah, I mean, this game aside, Gravage thought he was through there, but referee has given a free kick.
A bit more urgency about Como now in these last few minutes as they chase the game.
Como are going for it.
It's good to see they're showing their personality. The heads come out from the turtle shell as Juventus go down the right wing. The shot comes.
Cambiasso,
that was a lovely finish.
Lovely finish.
There's nothing you can do there. It's the first seconds of stoppages. Juventus 3, Como 0.
Golazzo from Cambiasso.
Yeah. So look, it could be worse considering Juventus at home. They are in hot form, especially in the last 60 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
That is a beauty from Cambiasso.
Going back to my point, Como's start to the season isn't that difficult, this game aside. So they could get they could rack up several points by the time we get to the Sinigalia in mid-September.
Yeah, exactly. So there's plenty of stories to be told about Como as they've come up through the ranks. We're going to see more stories unfold, and then we're going to see them grow in stature as the season goes on. And we don't like to see newly promoted sides come up.
Oh,
and
that's
a nice run here. Done by Strefezza, shoving to the back of Fagioli, double teamed, free kick.
I've been impressed with Strefezza.
He's been
going, like he's
tenacious.
This is the 92nd minute and he's still going.
And just looking at this, look, Napoli losing 3-0 away in Verona. We saw that yesterday. Lecce hammered at home 4-0. If you haven't seen it, we're going to put up our Lecce based podcast this week, where we went to La Pizzica, had a meal.
Yeah.
I spoke to the Lecce London supporter club.
Office for Lecce.
Yeah. So Venezia also losing 3-1 against Lazio this weekend, coming up from Serie B. So Parma doing okay, a 1-0, a 1-1 draw at home.
And they really
Fiorentina.
Should have won it. We were there, obviously, with for Destination Calcio, and Parma really should have won the game.
Yeah. Look, I think they can learn from this. Of course, going out there in your first game as coach for Cesc Fabregas as well, he's showing that he can. He's cool as a cucumber there. Look at him there. I'm sure he's going to be frustrated with things that he's seen, but it is a learning.
It is. It's always going to be
season.
a learning curve,
especially the first.
Especially a game like this, as we said, baptism of fire against Juve in Turin, first time in Serie A for 21 years. You think the last time Como were in Serie A, Juve's first goal scorer, Mbagula, wasn't even born. So that shows you how long it's been since Como were last in the Italian top flight.
And let's not you know, play it down. They were bankrupt going back to previous ownerships coming in.
And they were after the year in Serie A, they were bankrupt twice. So it's been a up and down roller coaster for Como fans the last two decades.
And they've got a good scouting team as well. So Juventus splurging out, spending in the, 80 million in the summer?
Yeah.
Maybe a bit more. It's still not over though. Transfer window has a couple of weeks to go. We'll see if Como has another dabble. But I'm not too fazed for Como because I've seen a little bit. There's a deflected shot.
Nearly a goal
there
from
Douglas Luiz.
A deflection.
Yeah.
It looped over Pepe Reina.
Nearly looped. He was scrambling back on his line. I think 4-0 is a little bit harsh.
Yeah, I think so.
I think 3-3 is about right.
Yeah.
I should mention that your background as a Juventus fan, happy to be here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, super excited. As we said, David, my first time here, second time here, first time for 10 years. 2014 was the last time I was here. Your first time here.
Comes the corner.
You're obviously, as a Napoli fan, you're loving being here, and you told me that you're secretly now a Juventino.
I'm a Serie A fan, which means I can't get on board with that last comment of
you
yours, buddy.
You are a Napoli fan.
It's not going to happen. But it's, yeah, lovely to be here, good atmosphere. Not as picturesque as the Sinigalia with the lake behind it.
No. And it's a nice evening.
It's still lovely evening.
We're in late August, it's still beautiful, perfect conditions.
Yeah, we won't have time to do a Torino tour while we're here because we fly out first thing tomorrow. However, we have done a Verona content grab.
Yeah.
A little bit of Brescia.
Yeah,
a little bit of Parma. So those are going to come. We're not just doing culture on destination culture, it is about the destination as well.
It's about Italia in general.
It is. It's about culture. Football culture, it's trying to incorporate the glory days of Serie A in with a new, and I think there's no better way to explain that than Kefren and Marcus Thuram with Lilian Thuram here.
Yep, exactly. Multiple generations of Thuram.
And let's not forget the Maradona days. Como was in Serie A for 5 years in a row. Here's Lovic with the one-on-one. Reina made himself big enough. It was not a really good finish, but I think he was offside anyway, wasn't he? He might have known that.
I think this is something that Vlahovic needs to work on.
Well, with that, it's full time here. We're going to wrap things up. The Como part of our broadcast. We thank you for joining us on Destination Culture with David Farini and Emma Gates.
Pleasure to be here.
We will talk to you soon.